Refugee children draw maps of Moscow in a class on Russian culture and customs taught by volunteers, a project of an NGO called the Civic Assistance Committee. But the classroom helping integrate children who fled Afghanistan, Congo, Syria, and elsewhere is temporary. This one is held in a pottery studio.
The situation developed in the summer when the Civic Assistance Committee was deemed a foreign agent. During that same week, it happened we got a letter saying we had 3 months to vacate the location. It's not a coincidence. It can't be.
The group's learning center for refugee children was evicted in February from their residence of nearly two decades without explanation. Russian authorities labeled the group a foreign agent, a term that implies disloyalty. That measure also cost the organization financial support.
It was a fund that had supported us for a long time. Then they called us and asked directly if we had been entered into the registry of foreign agents. We replied yes. In 2 days, we received their letter refusing to finance the center.
The center began in the 1990s, helping children displaced from war in Chechnya who were unable to enroll in Russian schools. It expanded to help as many refugee children as possible learn Russian to better integrate into society.
Unfortunately, we are their only option. Our kids who attend school will probably drop out. If they can't find help here, they'll have great difficulties, and no one will help them keep oriented in the right direction.
Refugees attending the classes agree.
I don't have this, but I think I will hate Moscow. I will be boring, really.
Despite their dwindling resources, the center's volunteers are staying optimistic. They will continue to hold classes for refugee children, they say, as long as they have a place to teach, however temporary. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Moscow.